Kindred threaded her hands deep into the fire and sang a quiet song. Around her, the ship was chaos. Boots pounded rough tattoos over the deck as crew members rushed to secure and tie and pull and coil. Shouts, panicked, angry, excited, shook the air, threatening to break Kindred's concentration. The captain's voice was a silver bell amid the turmoil of the errant. Kindred couldn't make out her orders ringing through the noise, but the toll of authority was recognizable nonetheless. And amid and above and below and through it all, the threat that had the errant hurtling fast across the sea, bearing hard for port. Pirates. Kindred's hands spasmed in the fire as she thought of the ship pursuing them, of wild, jagged predators' smiles.
Focus in, girl,
a voice hissed in Kindred's ear. Rabdus, the senior hearth firekeeper, leaned over her shoulder, supervising with a sneer Kindred felt without needing to see.
I don't fancy sinking into the deeps because of your incompetence and creativity.
Kindred took a breath, stilling her thoughts and trying to ignore Rabdus's wheezing sighs and the play of her imagination. She focused on her present, the hearth fire blazing indigo before her, the rustle touch of flames arcing around her wrists and fingers. And her song. The whispered words countered the fearful storm on deck and staved off the fear slinking sideways along the alleys of her mind.
A litany for the fire. Burn, burn, I lay. Burn, burn to black. Sing white I lay, brand bone to black. For ship and sea and crew I lay,